رب العالمين الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم إنا نسألك الشوق إلى لقائك. هو الله نفس أنشف سميتي ونبيل جلدك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وقليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslim, the subject of this khutbah is a quality that every human being has, be it Muslim or non-Muslim, be it religious or not religious. It's a quality that is condemned most of the time and praised some of the time. This quote is summarized in one word in Surah Al-Isra, verse 11, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. The human being is made to haste, to rush in his thinking, his action, his saying, his haste with everything. Hastiness is to want the thing before it is time. The Sunnah of Allah Almighty in the universe is opposite of hastiness. Allah Almighty created the heavens and earth in 6 days. And He could have said, kun fayakun. It takes time for that seed that you can barely see to become a tree that bears fruits or vegetables that you consume. It takes time for that sperm and egg to be a fetus, to be an infant, to be a child, to be a young man, to be an older person. The Sunnah of Allah Almighty in the universe, in the creation, is opposite of hastiness. Hastiness is condemned in many places in the Quran. اللهم تسلم القرآن ولو يعجل الله للناس استعجالهم بالخير لقضي إليهم أجلهم. If Allah Almighty were to hate them, to see them, the evil that they invoke, as they seek to hasten the good that they invoke, the term of the Lord's judgment would come at once. Even Allah Almighty is telling His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. For Muhammad will move your tongue so fast to memorize. ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يهدى إليك وحي. For Muhammad don't hit him in rush to receive the revelation before it is too late. Hastiness is condemned in many places in the Quran. It's also condemned in the dua itself. The Messenger of Allah says in the Hadith, يُسْتَجَابُ لَأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ يَقُولُ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي. In Sahih Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah is saying, the dua of any of you will be answered as long as he does not rush or hate by saying, I made a dua to Allah and Allah never answered my dua. The dua will be answered. Maybe Allah will keep something away from us, or Allah will not give us what we ask for, or things like this for us. In the end, but one should not say, I made dua and Allah never answered my dua. And he told a person that he hears in his dua ان الدعاء يتمنى دعاء without praising Allah Almighty first, without saying اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد first before the دعاء. يقول من عجلت أيها المصلي that you rush your دعاء, you hasten your دعاء. When you start your دعاء, you start your دعاء by praising Allah, that you are my forgiver, the merciful, the generous, the sustainer. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. And then ask Allah for دعاء. So what is that? Even for people who don't care, people give me this. Do you mind? Can you please? It's true for my people. And with Allah Almighty, the Messenger of Allah is telling us teaching us the proper way to make Allah. Don't rush the dua. Praise Allah Almighty. Say Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Muhammad is the beginning of the dua. And then you ask the dua from Allah Almighty. There are very few places where hastiness is praised. And this is when it comes to the affairs of the hereafter. Allah Almighty told Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, وَمَا أَعْجَلْكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هُمْ أُولَئِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. So Musa, what made you hesitate and rush so fast and you left your people behind? Musa's answer is, oh Allah, they're not far behind me. هُمْ أُولَئِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I rushed to please you, Allah. When it comes to pleasing Allah Almighty, we should not take our time. We should rush. وَسَارِعُوا بِلَا مَغْفِرَةٍ هَرَشْتَرِيَا to our forgiveness from you. Many of us know a person, maybe that person could be ourselves, that have not done for Hajj ever. Even though they can afford it, physically and financially. And we're waiting for the next year or the year after or the year after when the time is right. When it comes to the affairs of the year after, rush. Chase. No way. Alhamdulillah, I went for Hajj. There's nothing to rush. There are so many things that you and I are doing wrong. And we know they're wrong. We know they're halal. We should not be watching them, or reading them, or doing them. But we're not quitting. We're not starting what we're doing wrong. We're waiting for that moment. And I don't know if this moment will ever come before we die or not. When it comes to the things we're doing wrong, we should rush. You know the law, I know it. We should rush. And yes, and it's probably what we're doing now. What are the reasons that make people rush their decisions or actions? One of the reasons is, it is our nature. That's our nature. We want everything right now. I don't want it. Another reason especially for the young men who become religious overnight, there's tremendous amount of faith in their hearts. And they want to change everything at once. They want everyone to be as religious as they are. You cannot tolerate any shortcomings or any mistakes, and you get bigger. There's so much energy. This faith and energy should be controlled. And that's why Allah Almighty is telling His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَاهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. وَمُحَمَّدْ حَافِظْ. Firstly, the promise of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, he had the financial support from the rich Sahaba. He had the physical support, but he did not carry arms in Mecca. Even when he was able to sleep, the Messenger of Allah sent the Mecca. It takes time. There has to be the training and the discipline. وادي فيه رش وادي فيه جهد لكن في حرام شرع عيدة الدفة التي يالله هارك شبه ما يتكي يوش عطي مع عمر الأهل دائما ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيم دم كل يسا الله يتنفسه آيات something would bother me and I went to a specialist asking for a labor study because the penis is too much and he said I want you to go to Trader Joe, buy this thing, take 2 spoons every single day, and take this medicine for 2 weeks, and then come back and see me. I want to end the pain right away. But the doctor who knew better, he gave me something to take 2 weeks, and the pain went away after 2 weeks. We can tolerate the difficulty and hardship, I want, we want to rush and hit the decision or action or decision. A difficulty with a wife or a husband, divorce. That's your question. Need to think about what does this decision mean to us? Is hitness with a decision, is a divorce or something else good for me and my family or not? How do you treat hitness? By thinking about what would happen if I hit this decision. To give an example. Why don't I drive 85 miles an hour? Because if I do, I'll get a ticket. Or I'll get into an accident. So thinking about what would happen if I rush my decision, if I drive too fast, will make me think twice before doing it. One sister was talking about being late to the school and she decided to take the car home late by herself even though she was alone in the car. What happened? She got a kid and she was late to school. Hasting a decision by going to the car home late did not benefit her. In fact, she was late and she had to pay a fine for driving in the car of the day by yourself. This is how for ourselves. How we control our desire, our emotions, our fear pressure, our spouse's pressure to hit a decision or action. Think about the consequences. In the case of divorce, because yes, in the short term it will be better for you. But how about the children? Will this be better for them? How about my family? Will this be better for them? Thinking about the consequences will help us control our hastiness and rush to make a decision or take action or decision. Another treatment is to read the Quran and understand. Look at the Sunnah of Allah Almighty. Why did Allah Almighty wait so long to drown Fir'aun and his people? Started from Musa Atan being born first, even though Fir'aun was enslaving the people of Israel so long before Musa was born. Allah Almighty wants to start the process from the birth of Musa, going all the way to Fir'aun. Why did Allah Almighty have to ask Nuh alayhi to build an ark? And for the people to make fun of them building the ark. وَكُلَّنَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ. So he has to be saved by the belief. Why can't Allah just call the earth to swallow the disbeliever that is the sunnah? This is the sunnah of Allah. Reading this Quran to understand it. And we just think twice before we rush an action or a decision for a sake. Another cure is to read the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all what he's gone through in his life to realize that he is in this masjid praying to Mecca, praying in the name of Allah. He went through a lot. He did not hasty for rush any decision or action. Instead, Khaddam Nar radiallahu anhu, when he came to him and said, "O Messenger of Allah, as a Muslim, we have gone through a lot of the persecution and the torture because we are believers. Allah has sponsored us, Allah has told us, can't you ask Allah for victory? Can't you make dua for us?" The man is asking for the Messenger of Allah to his a decision for action. And the Messenger of Allah surprised him. Did not even make a dua. And he reminded Khaddar ibn Amr that the people before you, Khaddar, they used to be cut in half. The girls used to be locked for them in front of them. And they will not change their religion. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ But you rush into it. Reading the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and understanding. We have to think twice before we rush a decision or action for a sin. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا إله ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وكان الإنسان عجولا. The human being is made to hasten to rush. That's our nature. Hastiness is condemned in so many places in the Quran and praise in others when it comes to the hereafter, to prayer, to good our good deeds, to study, the things we're doing wrong, rush, haste. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ اللَّهِ. We control hastiness by thinking about what will happen if I rush that decision. Don't think about the emotion that going through our mind and our hearts right now. Think about what will happen tomorrow or next year if I rush that decision, if I fight for the road, if I decide to do this or do that. And to study the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and the Quran itself, all the stories in the Quran is for us to learn. We do not rush the dua by saying, "Allah, I need dua to Allah, Allah never answered my dua." By starting the dua with saying, "Allah Almighty, saying Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad, the last part of the chapter." The Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Sahih Muslim, he brings to the person that got so sick. He lost so much weight. حَتَّى صَارَتْ مِثْلَ الْفَرْقِ. The hadith says, he became like a chicken. Imagine how light and how small a chicken is. And the Messenger of Allah summoned this. And he asked him, "Were you making dua to Allah or asking Allah for something?" The man said, "Yes. I used to make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, if you are punishing me with something in the hereafter, give it to me in this life." His intention was, he wants to go through the pain right now, in this life. He does not want to live until the hereafter. He made a dua to Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, "Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. La tutiqu aw la tastati'u." You can't find it. And then he taught him what he should do. أَفَلَا قُلْتَ اللَّهُمَّ آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Couldn't he have said, "Oh Allah, give us good in this life and give us good in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of hellfire"? Look at the Messenger of Allah and how he's teaching us to be prosperous. What do you think about punishment? Why do you ask Allah about punishment that you cannot tolerate? Impossible. ask Allah for the good for this life. And the good in the hereafter. We should encourage people to go for Hajj, or to fast, or to pray, or to give Sadaqah, or to believe. Could the hadith and the verses that talk about the reward of praying, the reward of fasting, the reward of preaching good, the reward of not backbiting. Why do you mean that? Why talk about the hereafter? Because this will happen to you. Think often. Think that Allah Almighty will forgive us, will give us to Sadaqah. Ask for the best of this life and the hereafter. There's much in it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And the Messenger of Allah sent me a dua for this person to be healed and healed. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين اللهم هذا الدعاء منك إجابة اللهم هذا الجهد عليك السفلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة